Love Line, coast to coast.
Yeah. Yeah. My mic on?
Hey, there we go.
Always on the game, Anderson. Hey, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Do we have any paper in that thing yet? No? All righty. Fantabulous. Par for the course here. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. At least in theory, he is. I got the feeling he's going to be rolling in here any second now. Harlan Williams, he's a guy, well, you probably know the name and you definitely know the face, but you'd have to kind of put them together. Half-baked. He did that Disney movie, Rocket Man. Rocket Ship. Rocket Head. Monkey in Space. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You must have caught that one
because
of your kids.
Yes, went with the kids.
He was the astronaut. He was the lead in
he's
that.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay. I did some show with him. Charles something.
In Charge?
Remember Charles?
Carolt?
Had that show. Oh, what the hell was it?
All right.
Oh, that's a great reference, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Rocket Man. Yeah.
He was also a serial killing hitchhiker and Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah. Something About Mary. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Anderson. You know we don't rehearse before the show starts because when Drew goes, oh, that guy, a Canadian guy. Yeah, we did a, Charles. Charles.
Remember the guy had the talk show? They do satellite feeds from all over the place.
No.
You did it too.
Oh, yeah, but no. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Charles.
Charles with the hair piece guy.
Isn't
yes.
That just shows you how long you've
Charles Boyer.
On media. You're there and you're gone. That's it.
No, I know. No, I'm going to get to his name in just 1 second. All right. I think I got a cold coming on, so I can feel my head inside my head. It's like I have a smaller head inside my outer head.
Your Purusha.
You know that feeling?
Purusha.
I got that tonight. Woke up from my nap, never was right.
Nice.
Thank you. Didn't stop me from eating. Nate? Charles Grodin.
Grodin.
Grodin, yeah.
Nate, you're 21. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
And I just want to say, Adam, it's like you're like one, exactly like all my buddies, and it's like one of us made good, so.
Mm. Oh, well, thank you. I feel like I'm representing for the common idiot.
Thanks. You really are, dude.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, I'm calling from the porn store, which I work, so if you hear noises like that, that's why.
Do they let guys whose voice is changing work behind the counter at the porn store? Could I offer you a dildo or a butt plug? I mean, don't you have to sound older than 14 to work at a porn store? No?
Dude, that's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Nate, what's the question?
Yeah, I have trouble reaching climax when I'm having sex with girls.
Mm-hmm. And how have you had a lot of sex with a lot of gals?
Has that actually ever happened?
Sometimes during his coffee break when he's testing out some of the new merchandise, he has difficulty.
No, actually, I can get off on those, but...
Really?
That's the point.
Girls.
Yeah. Since he spends a lot of time with his miscellaneous merchandise.
Actually, I don't. I just was always hanging out with my buddy that works here. And
he's married to his work, Drew. Hey, have you had a long-term girlfriend?
Actually, no, I haven't.
No, there's the answer. Especially for guys and for girls, but especially for guys. You're 21. You're a couple years behind. You need that long-term girlfriend to kind of bang out the sexual dents.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon. How dare you?
You know what I'm saying? Drew, we've talked about this a few times. As a guy, it's important to have a little repetition. I mean, it's like this.
Rhythm.
Well, what I mean
groove,
is... Okay. If you're pinch hitting the whole season, you only get 25 at bats. Yeah. You have to come off cold. Five games go by, you don't get any playing time. Then they call you off the bench. You're not warm. You never find a rhythm. You have to get in the lineup. You got to find a team you can play for, and get 500 bats at bats for one season, and then you can start coming off the bench.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't come off the bench unless you've gotten a season or two under your belt.
I'm with you.
And for guys, sexually, you got to work it out.
Yeah.
And that's what Nate needs. I can hear by his voice. But Nate?
Yeah.
What's the name of the porn store you work for?
Video X.
Nice. And you sell vibrators?
Yes, I do.
Butt plugs?
Mm-hmm.
You standing behind the display counter now?
Yes.
Do you put the batteries in the vibrator and test them out?
Actually, I heard about that, but I've never done that here. I heard you talking about that.
You just sell them straight away?
Yeah, I sell them straight away.
No, everybody should just go to that store. Then they can, absent the humiliation.
Spare themselves that that very, very painful ordeal of having them actually test the butt plug out for you.
Let's face it, but you know how much more humiliation you actually experience than A, walking into a store like that, B, bringing the butt plug and the destroyer up to the counter? Really? No. Is there more you can experience in terms of the humiliation at that
Drew,
point?
Drew, you know the most uncomfortable part? What we're talking about is when you buy a vibrator, and I've bought a handful in my day from porn stores, when you buy a vibrator, they put the batteries in and they fire it up right then.
But you get my point. As an abstraction, that sounds horrible. But
right.
Really, you're hauling some crazy stuff up to the counter in a store you're already humiliated.
Yeah, it's not like your gym coach from the ninth grade, the Pope, and your mom are sitting there. You're in a porn store with people who either frequent porn stores or guys who work at porn stores. So they're not real judgmental. The guy's got a vest with semen on it, you know?
I think you need to take me into I've really never been into one of these places.
You got to go.
Because I need like a pad and paper and
take
notes.
You buy the vibrator because they have to fire it up to make sure it works because obviously there's no returns. And there's that weird, uncomfortable beat where the guy's he's putting the batteries in, he's turning the thing, he gets the thing going, and he holds it in front of you, and you look at it, and you give him a kind of in a business-like tone. That'll do. You know, or, thumbs up, or, that seems fine.
That'll do. Yeah, thank you.
Steve, yeah, that'll go nicely in my ass. Thank you. No, I'll wear it out. I don't need that in a bag. No, thank you.
Steve.
It's an honor to talk to you, man, Ace.
Thank you, Steve. You're 16. What's up?
Not much. I was just, had a couple of questions real quick. First off, when you're in charge, is it going to be in the whole world or just the U.S.?
Oh, I'm going to start with the United States, and then once I'm in charge, I'll be in charge of the military, and we'll just take over the world.
But bidets are going to become like everybody's going to have one, right?
Well, they may not have a separate bidet, but they'll certainly have the toilet seat that shoots water at your ass that I have.
Okay, because there's some countries that don't use toilet paper, and that bothers me.
Well, that's what these are here for.
Okay.
We'll save half the old growth forest with these babies. We'll no longer need to wipe.
I'd just like to thank you guys. I've been preaching your gospel at my school, and we got in drdrew.com book covers.
Oh, great. Thanks, Steve.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, hang on to those. They're going to be worth something pretty soon.
Yeah. But anyway, my question was, is I'm 16, and I'm starting to get like a little bald spot on the back of my head, and my hairline's going to hell, and I just wanted to know if like I would be able to get any type of... drug like Rogaine or something that would work.
Well, yeah, I mean, that really is sort of an ideal situation for that.
Bald in the 10th grade, that's great.
Premature balding. Talk to your doctor about something called Propecia, which might even be a little more effective. But yeah, I would talk to a dermatologist. There are things out there that can delay, if not prevent, this from going further.
How's your dad's hairline?
His hairline's great. I'm very jealous of him.
What about your mom's dad?
My mom's dad, she was adopted, so we have no idea.
Mom's dad, the cue ball, yeah.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
So, Propecia is the one that makes you impotent, though.
Well, theoretically, it could have that potential side effect, but it really shouldn't.
Because I think I might whack as much as Adam.
Well, maybe you could use a little wind out of the sail in the form of a pill.
Yeah. Yeah, just put that a little in your put some of that in your hair like a nice pomade.
Yeah, but Rogaine's a great idea, Steve, and I would talk to dermatology. There are other causes of hair loss too. It ought to be ruled out.
So. I mean, you don't have to wait to go bald anymore, right? There's all kinds of stuff that doesn't necessarily grow hair, but it's going to stop.
You know, it's so bizarre,
stuff, right?
And you know, in the days when people were trying to come up with these things, everyone thought, oh, if you could come up with this, it'd be incredible. People would just be pounding the doors down to get this medicine, but now they have things and people aren't that interested in it.
Yeah, but they're not known as totally effective.
Yeah, I think...
Are skeptical.
Well, people want something like a chia pet. They want something to just sprout out fast.
Yeah, they want something like Elmer Fudd in the Barber of Seville. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just come sprouting out of the head. But now, if you catch it early, like in the 10th grade...
It would be very helpful.
It can stop it from coming out.
Yes.
Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Okay. My friend gave me a month's supply of birth control the other day. She's on the pill to regulate her period, and she switched pills because she was having problems. So I have a boyfriend, and we're planning to become sexually active, so she gave me this month's supply that she wasn't going to use. And it's triphasal 28, and I just want to know as much about it as possible, like how long should I be taking it before it's...
You don't take it. You go to your doctor, you get a pelvic exam.
Okay.
And you get a pill prescribed for you.
Okay.
And in general, the first pill, it's a rule of thumb that its pill isn't really effective until you start the second packet anyway.
That's what I thought.
So one packet's not, although the triphasic pills may be affected the first time around.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't count on it. So you need to go to your doctor, get a pap smear, and get on the right pill. And triphasic is a reasonable version for you. What you want to do is find something that doesn't cause any mid-cycle bleeding, any bloating, any weight gain, mood disturbances, headaches, sleep problems, nausea. These are things that pills can do, but there's so many different kinds out there now. You should be able to find something that doesn't cause any of that.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, baby. That was funny when you were talking about weight gain, nausea, bloating, irritability, all that kind of stuff, cramping, menstrual cramping. I was listening to the radio. They play them a lot on AM, and they're playing... for some drug company about something to do
make
about...
Make us greasy, greasy odors, diarrhea.
Right.
The Xenical.
Right. Now, the thing that's funny is they tell you how good it works for about the first 30 seconds, and then the last minute and a half is telling you about all the possible side effects, which I always think is funny because they just keep going and going and going, and I mean, it is eruptive bowel syndrome.
Explosive diarrhea.
Greasy stool. Greasy stool. I mean, it's all this bizarre type, you
think
know,
about this.
Hubcap-sized right. mucus. And then they give you a whole long list. If you have diabetes, if you're a pregnant mother, if you're a white male between the ages of 14 and 169, if you walk erect, if you have a spinal cord, if you have opposable thumbs, you know, and they just keep going and going and going. But now the thing that's really funny about the whole thing is they play this music in the background now. They have sort of the
guy. Benny Hill music?
No, it's more the Charlie Brown piano. It's like. And the guy's playing a Steinway while they're talking about explosive bowel syndrome. And it gets very surreal at a certain point.
But think about package inserts in medication and drugs, right?
Yes.
They're what? They're, you know, 400 pages of microfilm,
they're the
right?
Encyclopedia Britannica printed onto a napkin.
Oh, believe it in or not, in there is what it's used for, how it's issued, and mechanism of action.
Right.
But 99% of it is a bunch of stuff to cover the legal issues.
Yeah, but it seems bizarre. I mean... Couldn't they just cover themselves by saying, consult your doctor for side effects?
No.
They have to list the thousands of side effects. I'm literally sitting there eating, hearing about explosive stool syndrome. Michelle?
Michelle?
Michelle, you're 17.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're male, if you're female, if you're white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, if you're living on the planet. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm going out with this guy, and I have slept with his brother in the past and his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows about his brother, but not his cousin. And, I mean, we just started going out last month.
I figure if he can tolerate the brother, the cousin is pretty easy to swallow, so to speak.
Yeah.
But now, see, we're... Okay, everything's getting all weird because he just found out about his brother last month when we were going out like a week. And we went through, like, this big fight thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. Now I'm feeling weird around him because...
Yeah. Hey, how small is this town that you're living in that you have to hump the entire family? Are these the
really
McCoys
small?
Or the Hatfields?
I just know his family.
Indeed you do.
No kidding. Well, I'll say you know. All right. Hey, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to tell him about the cousin?
I think if I don't, his cousin will.
Do you really think his cousin's going to tell him?
What's in it for the cousin?
Right.
His cousin lost his virginity to me. He's going to end up telling.
He what for you?
He lost his virginity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
and
what?
And how often does he talk to the cousin?
Once a month.
Once
whenever
a month?
He comes down. Mm-hmm.
During visiting hours? And can you talk to the cousin?
No.
You cannot?
No, he lives in Tennessee.
What is the question for us exactly?
What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know, since now that I feel really weird around him, should I break up with him or not?
Well, the whole thing is doomed, you understand. I mean, you slept with the guy's brother, you slept with the guy's cousin, there's a ton of chaos.
You're acting out for reasons that are not clear.
Yeah, what's up with you? Why all the chaos?
I don't know. One of them, I was drunk. I don't know why I slept with his brother.
Okay, drunk. Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as you have good reasons, which is one, I was drunk. The other one, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, as far as I can tell. I'm going to be realistic with you here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not Prince Charming. You're probably not going to end up marrying him. I understand you're in love with him for now, and you want to make a go of the relationship. Fine. Don't tell him about the cousin. If he finds out, or when he finds out, then you should address it. Until then, don't say anything.
I think it's not a bad idea if you end this whole thing.
Why?
Be alone for a while.
Okay.
Take an inventory on your needs.
On what?
Well, maybe look for some close friends. And
Michelle?
You just sound real desperate and sad, Michelle. And you're not going down the right road right now.
You okay, baby?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Can you not get pregnant for a while?
Can I get pregnant?
Yeah.
I'm on birth control.
Yeah,
good. Good girl. You why don't you just go off to college somewhere? How about that?
College? That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you said California.
College, take a trip to Mars.
It's that place with the bell tower and all the young people walk around with books. You know that. You know what I'm talking about.
You described
about, right?
Once as a brothel with a bell tower and a football team.
Yeah, that's what college is. It's a big one of those big sex ranches with a bell tower and a football team. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby.
Orgy party.
What's that?
Orgy party. College orgy party.
Yeah, orgy party, right. Yeah, it's good times, baby. Now, you stay on that birth control, and if you like the guy, stay with him. Don't tell him about the cousin, and if he finds out, you cross that bridge when you get to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, easy now. Wow. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I have this boyfriend, and he's also 18. And last weekend, I had a feeling that he was over at Katie's house. And
oh, Katie. Adam. Yeah.
Over Katie.
Katie's. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? You know, Drew and I were talking about Katie before the show.
Really?
We didn't want to mention her on the air by name, but we had a long discussion about this Katie.
Long she brought it up.
I told Drew I didn't like the looks of this Katie. Drew tried to defend her, but now you find out where she was.
Oh, you were right.
Not so funny anymore,
you're
smart
right.
guy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's right. Katie's officially on my S list now, Jessica. You'll be glad to know.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway.
So anyway. It's ground Katie.
Over at that girl's house, and he promised me that he would never go over there again. And he was over there, and then I caught him there.
Okay. All right, well, get rid of the guy.
How'd you catch him there?
I called.
Aren't you aren't you worth a little more than this?
Yeah, but I don't feel like that. Because I'm pregnant, and he got me pregnant, and I love him so much, and I don't know what to do with them.
Jeez. Meanwhile, you know, I've had 1,000 girls dump me when I wasn't even doing anything. It's like, hey, it's over. Why? What I do? Nothing. It's over. And I was like, I'm pregnant. Hey, screwing around with Katie. I can't help it. I love him.
Well, I don't know if he's screwing around with her.
Hey, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Could you turn your radio down, please, Mama?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Drew, this doesn't seem like we've had a lot more turn your radio down calls in the last, let's say,
2 days.
2 days than we've had in the prior 2 years.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
I don't know.
General numbing of the nation. Jessica?
Yes.
All right. So how pregnant are you?
5 months.
Oh, so you're pretty pregnant.
Yeah. And he just barely started being a weirdo this past couple
yeah.
of
months. Yeah. Something tells me he's not going to be the world's greatest dad.
Ugh.
Why don't you give your kid up for adoption, please?
I don't want to give my kid up for adoption.
Why not? Why not make a decision that's good for the child?
Well, I'm going to college to be able to support it, and my family's very supportive with
it. Wait.
Listen, if your family's very supportive, and they're going to step in and
that's
make
okay,
the ends meet, fine.
How does going to college support a child?
Well, she gets
a
career.
I get a job and graduate and everything, but my family's going to support me.
Yeah, your child's going to be 8.
I come home on the kid's 16th birthday.
Yeah.
I got my AA. I'm ready to. I got the newspaper in one hand, my AA in the other, and I'm ready to go to work.
Well.
All right, baby. Listen, I don't want to squash your dreams. If your family is supportive and they're going to take care of the child while you go off to college, that's fine.
Did your mom get pregnant when she was 18?
She got pregnant when she was 25.
Mm.
There you go.
You have any sisters?
That's with her 5th kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I don't. What makes you think this guy's cheating with Katie?
Well, because he lied to me about it, and then he screamed at me when I confronted him about it, and then he told me that it was over, and then he told my friend that he loves me very much and he doesn't want it to be over, but I caught him there, and then he denied it, and then made up an excuse for it, and then...
I see.
You know, I got in trouble for catching him, basically.
All right.
You got in trouble?
All right. Well, because he turned on her. Hey, Jessica...
Uh-huh.
Focus on your health, focus on the child, focus on your family, focus on your education. And if this guy comes around, great. If he doesn't, he owes you money on a monthly basis until this goddamn kid is 18. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Impress that upon him.
And hopefully you learn from this guy that these kinds of guys are not what you really want. Really not.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. First off, I couldn't imagine have anything in me. I eat an ant, I freak out. You know? I feel like I got an ant in me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have a colony in me.
I couldn't imagine
having a kid in me. She's going to go nuts.
How about me and my moths?
Yeah, Drew ate a whole family of moths the other night over here because he was made the mistake of buying something from the Westwood 2 vending machine. He had actually, it's right in between the Sun Chips and the Funyuns. It says Sack o' Moths. I think it's B4, I think a sack of moths. Or did you get the moth eggs?
No, I got the moths.
I got the moths. Drew ate a lovely sack of moths. And when I pointed that out to him, he retched. It was great. He had a real spontaneous kind of retching going on. Hey, watching people throw up when they're not really sick is funny.
Yeah.
You know, from drinking too much beer or chugging water or eating moth eggs. It's real funny.
It's a circumstance. It's a situation comedy.
Yeah. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Liz, who is 17, has been bulimic for 2 years, and she wants to tell her parents. Maybe we'll tell her for him, or for her, I should say. Yes, I'm hip to that, Anderson. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight, and he is here. So we'll bring him in, and we'll talk to Liz, and we'll do all that after this. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. Looks like he just came in from some ice fishing.
I did, man. I was over at Ralph's in the seafood section. I caught some turpin.
Yeah. I went to that goddamn Ralph's and decide I'm going to save some money and go buy a nice big piece of fresh fish fillet and some vegetable. $53 later, I'm at home cooking it.
Yeah, wow.
It doesn't pay.
$14, get ahead of yourself.
Go to the Red Lobster, everybody. Yeah. Get that bottomless shrimp bucket and save yourself a few bucks.
Get the crabs.
Yeah, so have we met? We haven't met before.
We haven't met. Well, we met just now, but I feel like I've known you since I was 4.
I've decided I like
you. I think you guys were separated at birth.
A long time ago, Harlan.
You did? Well,
yes.
It's mutual.
Really?
Yeah, we're like, if we were a totem pole, we'd be like sitting on top of each other.
We'd be next to each other.
Yeah.
We'd be the only totem pole where we were joined at the hip, man.
I'd be squaw woman and you'd be corn lady. You know? Is that accurate?
Well, we call it Maze, but Harlan is here to plug Gary and Mike, which is on Friday nights, 8 o'clock at UPN. And it said stop action. Is that claymation?
It looks like claymation, but the character's actually made out of foam. So it's like foamation is the real word.
But what's the PJs? Is that claymation?
The PJs is foamation as well. And so is Celebrity Deathmatch.
Foamation.
Yeah, it's just these characters are made out of foam. They're easier to bend.
Right. Like
when you make them with clay, things fall off. Apart, yeah. They get thumbprints on them. But with foam, it's a lot cleaner. And
what was Gumby?
Gumby was...
claymation.
Weird. He was like a giant snot.
He was some a guy. Slab of clay.
No, that was clay mixed with heroin. That's basically what that was. I mean, how high were those Gumby guys?
The
blockheads. Go back and look at that. Yeah, it's one big drug reference. But between watching, growing up on Gumby and like Lidsville and H.R. Puff and stuff, I'm like, I needed a hit of acid when I was 11. I didn't even know what it was. All right, wow. So this is foamation.
Yeah.
And now you're doing the voice.
I do the voice of Mike.
And are you doing any of the writing on it or any of the creative end?
No, the creators are the guys who created Mad TV. And it's you know, in that same vein, it's a very edgy, edgy show. It's probably the edgiest, one of the edgiest shows you're going to see on TV. And, you know, sometimes you do TV projects and they're like, eh, whatever. But this one, I really got to say, is really funny and really good.
That's where Adam ought to have a foam walk on. A foam on.
Yeah, my hair is made of foam, so it's easy to replicate. All right, and who's doing the work? The actual
it's
filmation?
It's being done by Will Vinton Studios, the guy that did, you know, the California Raisins and the PJs.
I have been to the Will Vinton Studios. If anyone wants to know the story of my life, and I'll be very quick about this. Drew, you remember about 4 years ago, there was a little project called The Cabessons.
Yes, but hey, Claymation's out. What are you high? Claymation?
Four and a half years ago, me and my partner at Jimmy Kimmel were pitching a show called The Cabessons. I was pitching it to Will Vinton. I was saying to anyone who would listen, there's no Claymation show out on television. It has been 20 years, 30 years since Gumby and Pokey. We should do a Claymation show because there's nothing on the air right now, and we should be the first to do it. That was everyone told us we were insane. That was 4 years ago. There's now 10 Claymation shows in the act. Yeah. And if I did the Cabessons tomorrow, Claymation, it would be one more Cabessons rips off genre.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, sure. But we did meet with Will Vinton, and he's a bit of a genius. That guy.
Yeah, he's good.
All right, Liz.
Yeah,
you're 17.
Yeah. How are you guys? Hey. You guys are the greatest. I just have to tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay. But basically, I've been, like, battling with this eating problem for about 2 years. And it's, like, recently, just, like, over the few months, become, like, the only thing I think about. And it's, like, taken over, like, so much of...
All right. So this needs to be treated, right?
Yes. And I want to get it treated. But I can't go through my parents at all.
Why?
Well, like... they found out about it once, I don't know, like a year ago or so, and they acted all worried or something, but then the next day they kind of dismissed it. And my mom is, like, the one that kind of led me to it.
How?
Yeah. Well,
are your parents bakers?
Huh?
Are your parents bakers?
No.
Okay.
No.
Moms always have a role to play here, but how did she actually lead you to it?
Well, I mean, she's always commenting on, like, first of all, she's like 5 foot and like 100 pounds, and she's always like, "Liz, are you sure you want to be eating that?" and stuff like that. And I'm like,
"Yeah, but it's not. It actually really isn't the references to the diet so much as how she intrudes in every other way in your life, I'm sure, and it doesn't really give you what you need emotionally. But be that as it may, you know, they have very high levels of denial about this. You brought it up to them, and they've just let it submerge again, even though it's a life-threatening condition. You have to bring them up and shake them down about this.
Yeah.
You really do. This is a life-threatening condition you have, and you have a right to get treatment for it.
You keep saying, bring it up. Now, have you been
no pun intended
at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. She's bulimic.
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
Hey, God. Liz,
yeah.
We talked to a girl last week who vomited out her lung and heart.
Wow.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
So it's important.
Marlon's impressed.
That's like what you see when you look in a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's right.
Blue same diamonds. Did she puke out a blue diamond?
And a crescent moon. So, Liz.
And a clover.
Uh-huh. You need to talk to your parents or somebody.
Me.
No one else I could talk to.
Well, you can go.
Why don't you go to your school counselor and talk to them about it?
But you need really comprehensive care. And eventually, your insurance company is going to get billed for that. Your parents are going to get an explanation of benefit, which is a form that shows what the insurance company was paid. And they're going to find out that way. So, and it is important. It's a family illness many times. And it's important they get involved in the treatment. You've already told us how steeped in denial they are. They don't want to hear about
all
your
right,
problems.
But isn't it a kind of a catch-22 because it's these mothers and dads, but mostly moms, who demand perfection out of their kids, who create this eating disorder. And then, of course, you can't go to the perfectionistic parent and tell them you're flawed by vomiting.
Right.
Yeah, but how can someone else create an eating disorder? I mean, you either put the cake in your mouth or you don't, huh?
Well, that's that kind of backwoods ice fishing, moose hunting mentality I would expect a Yahoo from north of the border like yourself to have. But let me tell you about real life in North America, my friend. These people, the only people who have eating disorders that we speak to, it's not that you can't have one without it. And yes, you're right. You are the one who puts the hand to the mouth. But just like having a parent or family that was an alcoholic, you can have a predisposition to it. And if your parents stuff you into a ballet class at age two and crack the whip too much, as on women, it will create this.
The brain has only certain numbers of repertoire behaviors that can manifest to manage things. And when you haven't been given what you need to develop internal resources, this is one of the things that people turn to.
Drew, if you were a chick, you would have had an eating disorder,
oh,
right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
What would I have had if I was a chick?
Premenstrual bloating.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. And I'd have big jugs, and I'd be home now playing with them.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, that's my lot in life. You know, it's funny. She was talking about her mom being 5 foot and 100 pounds, and I thought to myself as she was saying that, I was thinking, you know, I hate small dogs, and I hate small people, too. They're cut out of the same cloth. You know those little 5 foot, 100-pound women?
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Don't you just want to kick them like a little dog?
I want to love them first and then kick them.
Yeah,
you
but
know, pat them like a dog
and then kick them.
Kick them.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. James?
Yes?
Oh, yes.
So, James, you're 27.
James. 27.
What's
up? I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, I was taking these Z-packs for a ear infection.
Ooh. How many Z-packs?
Just one.
Right.
Actually, I didn't even go through the whole thing. I only took six of the seven.
Ooh. Well, wait a minute. There's only six in a pack.
Is there? Okay, then I took five of the six.
All right.
He didn't eat the box, is what he said. What is Z-pack?
It's azithromycin.
He's my little Indian friend. Z-pack.
Part of the totem pole.
Yeah.
That's what they call the totem pole.
No, East Indian.
I was getting like this tingling on the side of my head, and they said it was an ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these Z-packs, and the next thing I know,
Z-pack.
Next thing I know, I was having problems bleeding from the colon.
Oh, come on, guy.
I'm serious.
I just had a Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Come on.
You had a big joint is what you had.
Yahoo.
So what?
Hey, I didn't know you could get that kind of stuff north of the border.
All right, well, here's the thing, James. Maybe they were wrong about what was going on with you in the first place, and you've got something more serious, A. Or B, there's something called pseudomembranous colitis that you can get from essentially any antibiotic. Not so common with azithromycin, but I suppose it's possible. Whereas you kill off the good bacteria and the evil bacteria overgrow and erode the colon, you can bleed and get bad diarrhea and stuff. But I'm concerned that you have something more serious than just an ear infection.
Now,
so
there's an
go
animated
back.
Series.
Oh.
The good bacteria versus the evil bacteria in the big colon battlefield.
Maybe you'll learn something.
How do you go from scratching your ear to having a bleeding ass? I mean, come on.
That's
I just explained it. You're not listening.
I know, but I'm in shock. I can't hear.
Okay.
Yeah. You, by the way, you know it's time to fire your doctor when you go in, like, holding your ear, and then you're just shooting blood out of your ass 2 days later.
Campbell's.
Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. John is on hold. He's 15. He only has one testicle and is afraid his girlfriend will get weirded out.
Mm.
Quite possible. We'll take a little break. We'll be back to answer that. Many other questions after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, I love this Westwood, too. I just drank a cup of water out of a bowl.
Yeah,
because,
wow.
I thought
you came here with soup.
No, that was water.
Nice.
No paper goddamn cups around. Whoever built this place should have their hands cut off. What a dump. What a dump this place is. It's real. It's like Norm Abrams ate a nice building and took a crap. And that's what Westwood One is over here. Whoever built, I don't know, who built, somebody did like a home job on this thing and they screwed it all up.
Yeah, but it's in like the early 70s.
All right.
And the home job was cool.
Let's keep going forward here, baby. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. Gary and Mike is the name of his project. Friday nights, 8 o'clock at UPN. Is this on the air now?
Yeah, it premiered on last Friday and really great response from people. People really dug it and tuned in, and it's a great, funny, edgy show, man. Both two young guys that are on a permanent road trip together, and every week they arrive in a new city, and they just turn the city upside down.
And you don't... How much freedom do you have with your lines? I mean, do you tweak them? Do you screw with them?
Not too much. I mean, you know, the writers have to send all this stuff up, and the animators, you know, animate right. to the writing. So they let us wing it now and then, but it's pretty controlled.
Yeah, that's easy money, that voiceover. I'm going tomorrow to do a Family Guy voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
Make a little easy money myself. John?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, everyone who hears me, all you 15-year-olds who are stoned, get into voiceover work. Easy money, and they always have a lot of food where they do the voiceover
stuff.
That's
business.
It's not that easy. You got to talk and stuff.
Yeah, you got to stand and talk. And then the hardest part about doing voiceover work is swallowing the food before you talk. Sometimes it's hard not to chew into the mic.
And breathing.
Well, you got to breathe.
And big words like elasticity. Those are hard to say.
Yeah, I haven't done that one. That's extra.
Or extracurricular activity can tie you up. You can get fired for screwing that one up.
John?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, sorry.
15.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Birth, I had one of my testicles removed.
Ooh. Why? How come?
I think I had cancer in it.
Oh, at birth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ouch.
Huh. Okay.
And,
you sure it just wasn't a non-descended testy that they just removed?
No, I know that it had cancer in it.
All right.
And so, I'm having girlfriends now, and I'm worried that they'll think it's really weird and...
Well, I suspect they won't notice, A. B, you can get a prosthesis put in. Sometimes they do that.
What's that look like? Like a golf ball or
just,
something?
You know, just something you don't really notice the difference, frankly.
I'd go golf ball size.
And then D, less of something as aesthetically pleasing as the testicles.
Yeah.
How much better can that get?
Yeah, although I do know his point. Yeah, there's nothing uglier than the male testicle, but...
Asymmetry.
But asymmetry, and it could possibly make it uglier, even. And I could see him being freaked out about that.
At 15.
How apparent is it that you're missing one when you look at yourself coming out of the shower?
Not very.
No.
I look at myself.
No, John, no one's going to know, really.
Could you comb your penis to the left and sort of cover it up?
I guess.
Dress it to the left.
Yes, yeah, so I wear my penis to the long side of my nutsack.
Yeah.
John? Yeah, you'll be fine, buddy. But look in. You can look into one of those little ball they put in there.
I don't know if girls want to take a peek, and it says Titleist on his sack. You know?
No, first off, they probably put it inside the skin, so you probably couldn't read.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Couldn't read the make of the golf ball that they put in there.
Right.
But I think what they would do is actually take the outer coating of the golf ball out, unwind the string, and get to that little hard ball
cork,
that's in the center.
Corky, they call it.
Yeah.
My friend Corky. I wrote a book about a guy with one ball called My Friend Corky.
Really? Was it a children's
book? I'm not here to plug it. No, it's a... But, you know, listen, kid. What's his name? Darren?
John.
Johnny? Here's the deal, buddy. So many people nowadays are having cosmetic procedures. If your girlfriend notices it, just say, babe, it's the latest thing, you know? You lose a bally. It's the rage, you know? You're a trendsetter, buddy. Don't cut yourself short.
You always can make up some good hockey accident, too.
Right. Some guy called my last girlfriend fat, and I lost it in a knife fight. But imagine being born with cancer, by the way. Not a great sign.
Yeah,
that's not a good start.
Yeah, it's got to be good. Let's see. He's 6 pounds, 4 ounces. He's a boy. Oh, by the way, he's got cancer.
Mm.
How long has he been on the planet? Can you really have cancer in your sack when you're born?
You can have cancer young.
It depends if your mother smoked a lot.
Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16.
I have two questions.
All right.
The first question is, I'm on Accutane, and I've been on it for actually a month today, and my problem is I haven't gotten my period in, like, a month.
She's on a hockey team?
Accutane.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're not...
Harlan's from Canada, so everything sounds like hockey.
No, I'm just saying, if you're on a hockey team and you're having a period...
No, that would be a problem.
What, you know...
There's no chance you're pregnant, is there?
No.
You're taking birth control, right?
I'm not on birth control.
You're not on birth control?
No, but I'm not sexually active.
Okay. I'm sure they went over with you in great detail.
Yeah.
All right.
But I haven't had my period in like 3 months.
Were you having regular periods before you got on the Accutane?
Well, not really, but it usually wasn't this long.
Usually?
Well, it was usually no more than like 2 months apart. And
now, all right, well, now that you got on the Accutane, maybe that's delayed things further. So you did have irregular periods to begin with.
Yeah.
And Accutane can screw things up even more. So
that could be a reason for
it?
Okay. And I also have another question. It's kind of more of a mental thing. I'm just wondering, I was dating this guy for like a year, and now he said that he didn't want to be, well, like, we kind of mutually broke up, and he, like, made all these promises that we'd get back together, and now it's been a couple months, like, 3 or 4 months, and he's just, like, ignoring me.
It's over.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Oh, baby.
Game over.
He's probably out with the guy with one ball.
That's right.
You know?
He should be so lucky.
Look what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got Corky Fever. He's wrote a book.
Looking for a girl with one nipple. That was the name of my children's book.
Well, he's still, like, we still talk and, like, we're still friends.
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
no.
Lauren, here's the deal. If he's into you, you will know it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not. That's why he broke up in the first place.
Yeah, you know? He was trying to ease his way out, but no. I think that's it.
It's tough. That's all right. There's better guys out there.
Well, going back to hockey teams, there's a lot of guys on a hockey team. A
lot of young, toothless guys.
Get to your local arena.
From a hockey team.
See, there you go. There you, what?
He was a loser.
Oh, man.
Well, there are other guys out there who play hockey who aren't.
Have you thought of a nice soccer player, maybe? Or
the guy I'm dating used to play soccer and baseball.
See?
Well, I was dating the guy that's the problem.
Oh, whoa. See?
There you
He's the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, you're going to have to find a new guy.
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry, but you know what happens to all of us.
Are you really sorry?
No, I don't really
She's
care.
She's 16.
The program director called us in and told me to start saying I'm sorry more. Or at least act sorry.
You don't look sorry at all.
I'm not.
You look like you're daydreaming about a Twinkie on Lake Gookie-Kachi Wachi Woochie or something.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. It was a ding-dong on Lake Titicaca, actually, is what it was. But true, it's true. We were called into the office, and our program director yelled at me to act like I cared more.
No.
But I wasn't.
He told you to shut up.
Shut up and act like I care.
And give some advice.
Stop yelling at people.
Stop yelling at people, yeah.
And did he tell you to make fun of the Westwood One studio a lot more?
No, that's...
That's your own
plenty
thing.
Of that. That's
okay.
That's a nightly occurrence. You can't take that out of the show. It'd only be a half hour long.
Sweet God.
Bob, and we call it Westwood 2 around here, not Westwood 1.
Or Westwood, Westwood
or
None.
Or Westwood None. Bob, you're 19. What's up?
I got a... roommate of mine, I think he has a mental problem, but I'm not so sure about it. I mean...
What's the mental problem?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's like there's times where he can act like a complete, utterly different person. And he's there's been times where he's sleeping, he just all of a sudden, his head pops up, he says something like one time he said, beware of the traps you cannot conceive, falls back down, and he doesn't remember any of this. There's times that we're, we work together also.
Yeah.
And it's like there's times at work where he could say,
in the head shop?
And where do you guys work?
We're both electricians.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Union?
No.
Yeah. You got to get in the union.
Yeah.
Make some real money. What do you do, commercial or residential?
Residential.
Nice.
I think I might know what this is, guys. I mean, you're the doctors, but...
Go ahead.
Does he make, like, owl noises? Like an owl? Sometimes?
Well, actually, he usually sticks with the farm animals, actually.
Oh, well, then I'm going to throw it back to these guys, because I work with owls.
Does he do drugs?
No.
I mean, when people have wild changes in their personality or mood, the first thing to be ruling out is the possibility of chemical dependency, drug use. Other than that, there are certainly mental illness that can occur. You could have bipolar condition. You could maybe be schizophrenic. But if you have concerns, you're not going to make that diagnosis on your own.
What happens when you call him on it?
Well, it's like he just looks at me like I'm crazy. He thinks I'm like making everything up.
All right. Well, tell him you're not making it up, and maybe he should go in and get checked out.
And part of having more serious mental illness is lack of insight.
Oh, really?
They don't realize what they're doing.
I've been saying to Drew for years, remember the good old days when crazy people just thought they were Napoleon?
Yeah.
It was a much happier place we lived in.
Yeah.
They weren't deranged. They weren't making noises. They weren't killing.
Well, they weren't aggressive, hostile.
They weren't aggressive. Yeah, they walked around thinking they were Napoleon.
Yeah.
I could do with a little more of that.
Yeah. My only concern is that this guy, if he's nuts, you know, you don't really want him in your house playing with live wires. You know, he's an electrician.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll help if he gets a little zap here and there.
He can handle so uptight.
He's liable, yeah. Liable not to ground something or put a GFI switch in where he should.
Yeah. You know, what if he starts an electrical fire?
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Bob?
We just finished with Bob.
Oh, I thought we were going to... Yes, hold on. Hold on, we got to... We have a question for Harlan about big money hustlers, by the way.
Oh.
Violent J's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because he's a hero to Dr. Drew. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. We'll talk about him and Violent J after this.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Yay, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Vinny Jones from Snatch will be in here tomorrow night. I caught him on Letterman last night, actually.
From where?
He's from Snatch. It's a small town north of England.
Oh, because I've actually been in Snatch once, and I don't remember it being in England.
Beautiful women.
Have you ever been in Snatch?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it? How was the weather?
It was wonderful.
Oh.
It was a little balmy. It was sort of humid.
Maybe we should go to Snatch together one day.
The same Snatch?
Sure.
All right.
I've got a big car.
Snatch is whatever that movie that Madonna's husband is doing. The guy did Lock, Stock, and how many smoking barrels? 2 smoking barrels. That's right. Vinny Jones. Anyway, interesting guy. Like championship soccer player in England for many years and all that. Like I said, I caught him on Letterman last night. Very interesting guy. So he'll be in here tomorrow night. Tonight we're stuck with Harlan Williams. From Gary and Mike, Friday nights, 8 o'clock, UPN. You want edgy? This is like a ruler, this show. It's got so much edge.
It's got a lot of edge, man. I mean, it really pushes the envelope, you know?
Right.
But what's cool about it is the show looks like it skews young to like 13-year-olds who will appreciate it, but it's got that Simpsons vibe where people in their 40s, 50s will get a bang out of the humor.
The Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck philosophy.
Yeah, kids like it, and grown-ups like it, too.
Grown-ups like it, too, yeah.
All right, let's speak to Seth, who's 17. Seth?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to ask Harlan what it was like working with Ozzy P and Twisted and Big Money Hustlers.
Oh, yeah, that movie. I did a movie with Big Money Hustlers. It was fun, man. They were crazy guys, and, you know, it was a really good time. We shot in Harlem in New York. And
no pay?
Yeah, I got a little bit of pay. I wasn't going to go up to New York in the middle of February without getting some salad to stick in my wallet, you know?
Yes.
But it was a fun experience, man.
And were you a fan of the
I'd never even heard of them,
Posse?
But
no.
when they asked me to do it, I went out and picked up one of their CDs. And I don't remember. There was a song on it about some guy going to his high school and putting his teacher's head in a duffel bag. That was nice. That was my intro.
That could have been any of their albums.
Yeah, but I just thought it was so cartoony. It'd be fun to do this thing. So,
and he's a now. How was Violent J?
I don't know which one's which. I just called them like to me. It was like Peter, Chris, and Paul Stanley. I just squint my eyes and they looked like Kiss. You know, because they wear the makeup, right?
Anderson, give us a little taste of Violent J, please.
You are an asshole.
No, the joke.
Give us Violent J. We'll,
the only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play that again.
Is that the ring any bells?
Yeah, that's him, all right.
You back, right?
That's him, boy.
All right.
I'm back on the cold streets of Harlem right now.
You guys going to do any more projects together?
Are you going to be in the sequel, Big Money Restless?
I didn't even know they're doing one, but I don't know if they asked me to.
Knows about it.
Huh?
I don't think too many people do know about it.
It depends. If they asked me, maybe I would.
Seth's going to produce it. But, cool. You know, the first time those guys came in the studio, they scared the hell out of us. They had the
Mexican wrestling masks on.
Yeah, they're crazy guys.
And they're big.
They're pretty big. They're cool guys.
Yeah, we got a little more. Do we have a little more, Jay?
You can caress the balls. You can gently pet them. You can stroke them. No. You can juggle them from side to side to side. But don't punch the balls.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's right, though.
He does make a
when
point.
When you're right, you're right.
John?
Hello?
Yes? John, you're 24. What's up?
Hey there. I just wanted to ask Carlin a question. What did you do right after school, after Sheridan College?
Let's see. Right after Sheridan, I was actually, what did I do? I started doing stand-up on amateur nights in Toronto, and I had like a 9-to-5 job as a mailroom boy working for the police.
Really?
Yeah, I worked for the police force, the police chief, and I sorted all the mail, and at night I'd go out and start working on my stand-up, and then once I got good enough at the stand-up, I said, see you later, copper.
Is everyone a Mountie in Canada, or do they have regular police?
They have regular police, and then the mounted, Royal Canadian Mounted Police are like our, you know, elite police. They're like our FBI. They're like Cracker Jack Jones.
So you would aspire to get in the Mounties if you were just a regular Canadian cop?
I would aspire to get into the Mounties mailroom.
I see.
Yeah, because I remember what I said. I was in the mailroom.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean you personally.
Yeah, one would,
right.
But, you know, you need a lot more to run a police force.
Right. And how did you get that gig in the mailroom?
I actually started, they were looking for some schlop to clean out the storeroom in the basement of this giant office building, and they hired me for 2 weeks to do that. And in my 2 weeks there, the old guy that worked in the mailroom had a heart attack.
Very funny.
Yeah,
I see where you honed your humor.
It's really going to be hysterical.
And they needed a guy while he was in the hospital, and they liked the cleanup job I did down in the dungeon, so they asked me to come up and work in the mailroom, and it led to like a 2-year gig that kept a roof over my head while I was honing my stand-up at night, you know?
And are you just basically sending headshots out to the officers, you know, like autographing it for them and sending it back to their fans? Or what do you do in the police mailroom? How much mail do they get?
I was in the accounts receivable. They get, like, checks. They get all the fines that people pay, tickets. They had a division in Canada where, you know, extreme pornography was illegal, and they had a department called Project P. And every now and then they'd send, like, a really wicked videotape through the mail. And,
nice.
You know, sometimes we'd get photographs from a crime scene. I remember one day they sent in some photographs of a guy sitting on a couch with a rifle between his legs, and he had a mustache under his nose, but his nose and the whole top of his head was gone, and just the mustache and the rest of his body was in perfect condition, and I almost threw up. It was like the first look I had at real death, and it was creepy.
But again, more fodder for the act.
Yeah, man. I mean, the chuckles that followed.
Sure. I mean, you tell the heart attack story with the old man, and then the logger blew his head off story.
Yeah,
I mean,
the logger.
You got a good 30-minute set.
Everyone in Canada's a logger.
Well, I don't know if he was running moose or logging or what he was doing over
the
there.
Prime Minister log rolls on his lunch break.
Every time I watch that lumberjack competition, though, I say fat to the part where, you know, where they climb that big log at the top.
Oh, yeah.
And the, you know, the modified chainsaw event, all that. But the log rolling.
Or the throwing
log. I could do that.
I can throw an axe.
No, they throw the axe. That's
I right. can do that.
Oh, can you?
I can give you a chainsaw noise if you want.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah, see, how dare you think everyone up there is a logger?
Yeah. Let me see if I can work up a little chainsaw noise later on in the show. Drew, you've heard that one.
Try the burritos.
You know, my favorite part of the of the lumberjack competition I watch on ESPN 5 at 4 in the morning when I can't sleep is the unlimited chainsaw competition.
Like, oh, it's chainsaw
action. He has an 18-foot blade that's made out of a single billet of 220 steel, and it's actually powered by a outboard engine.
Yeah.
440 cubic inches.
You're getting me hot, blown buddy. You're
big
me
block
hot.
Hemi. And there's a guy who's like carrying... He's
Don't
got a,
stop.
He's got a big block
Don't
Chevy
stop.
Engine with a blade on the end of it. He's firing the thing up.
God, you're good.
He could just take he'd take like a boat. He cut a boat in half in about 3.5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Stop it. You're wearing me out.
All right, let me tell you what.
I'm spicy,
I'm
going
to get you to ruin those panties. The other part of, in the lumberjack competition I like is the one where they have to make the notch about eye level with the axe, put a plank in it, and then get up on the plank and top the log off at the top, doing these huge chops sitting on a plank that has just been stuffed into the water.
God, you dirty monkey.
It's the smell of the two-stroke oil.
God, you're a dirty monkey.
And the cedar chips flying.
Dirty, dirty monkey. What the hell's the matter with you?
I like the log. I like the competition.
Good.
A little monkey scampering up that pole and jumping off the top down to the bottom. You see, it saves time, Drew, if you just jump off the top instead of climb down.
That's
Ian?
Yeah.
Drew, you ever see a lumberjack competition?
I think I have.
Okay, thank God. Ian, you're 32.
Yeah.
It's pretty scrappy chicks in that competition, too, once in a while.
God, I just want to take you to a rainforest and drip water on your forehead.
It can be arranged. What's up, Ian?
Hey, I'm getting ready to go get my nuts cut.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about good chainsaws, weren't we?
Yeah.
Not with a chainsaw, hopefully.
So you had enough children?
Yeah, I've had two. Uh-huh. And my biggest concern is getting gay wood when that gets done. I mean, what's the, you know.
Are you gay?
No.
Did you say gay wood?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you get a hard-on in front of another man, it's like gay wood, even though you're not gay.
Who's going to get a hard-on while their nuts are getting chopped off?
I don't know. And what's the possibility of that happening?
And by the way, these are medical professionals.
It could happen.
Not like they're going to give a damn, but
yeah, it's like,
they have to add them.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think they're at them?
Well, I'll tell you what happens, frankly.
What's your view on that?
Well, I know what you're talking about, where if you're a real straight guy with a real responsive penis, every time your underpants come down, you get an erection. Right? I mean, there's the opportunity for erection when your pants come down.
The wind blows, bang.
Right.
Well,
but
the penis is preparing for action.
On the other hand, you're going to be so freaked out and sedated that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You understand? I got an erection in a doctor's office once when...
It was a women's clinic, wasn't it?
No, that was another situation where I had my pants down. Thank you for bringing that up. I was having to get a physical, and the doctor said, get in your underpants and hop up on the table, and I'll be back in 10 minutes, as they're prone to do. Well, he came back about 45 minutes later, but as I was sitting there in my underpants on the table, I was thinking to myself, well, now would be a bad time for an erection. Because he's going to come in here, he's going to ask me to drop my underpants, and I'm going to have an erection, I'm going to take an eye out.
Well, what was in that room that gave you an erection?
Just the thought that it was a bad idea to have an erection.
Listen, what's in a prison cell that gives a guy an erection? His brain. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And I was,
once again, you're right.
I was 18 years old, and of course, when I thought, don't get an erection, immediately the blood started churning to the groin. So I'm now having an erection in the doctor's office, and because I'm 17, 18, it's turned into a full-blown erection in about 4 seconds, and I'm standing there with this erection poking out of my tighty-whities, and I'm thinking, this guy's going to come walking through the door any second. I'm going to be standing here with a boner.
Oh, come on. You know how you cure this? It's simple.
I'll tell you how I cured it.
I'm going to tell you how you cure it. And this guy on the phone, what you do, go to the store, buy yourself a can of Pringles, cut the bottom out of it, mm-hmm. And should you hear the wind blowing, you get a hard-on, just rest that old can on top, and someone just thinks you're having a nice, friendly canister of chips. They don't know you got a big dildo in there.
You know? You're so right, and I wish I'd thought of that,
sure.
But I didn't have the Pringles can in front of me, so instead I got down and started doing push-ups.
And he thought you were mounting the floor.
He thought I was dry-humping the carpet.
Did you think for a second just how confounding the embarrassment would be had he walked in with you with the erection, now doing push-ups?
Anything would have been better than me standing there with the erection. Yeah. And I thought, when's the last time you had a boner when you were doing push-ups? The answer was never, and it quickly went away.
Was there one of those skeletons hanging in his office watching you, like, get hard?
That's right. Mr. Bones, I called him.
Ew.
Chris?
Hello.
You're 28.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, Perky?
Well, good. I'm going to start medication tomorrow. I'm a carrier for tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple people at the hospital I go to are telling me, don't have a drink of alcohol. You could destroy your liver. Ah, poppycock. So what's the deal?
It can inflame the liver. Are they giving you B6 with it, too?
I think I did read the information sheet on that, and they did say take B6 with it.
Yeah, so...
All right, so wait a minute. She's a carrier for TB, well, she hasn't come down with it?
She has primary TB, which next...
I can't spread it unless I'm sick, isn't that right?
No, no, Chris. She is infected with it.
Right.
And your body contains it the first time you're exposed to it, unless you have some immune system problem.
Uh-huh.
If she were to go on chemotherapy, get AIDS, or have some immune alteration, or get re-exposed to TB, then she'd get the full-blown infection.
Right.
So treating it now prevents that from happening. So they take a medication called INH, or isoniazid, and it's liver toxic. And it, right. Yeah, you should.
Where does she live?
Fresno?
Where do you live?
Fresno.
Fresno.
Oh, God, because, you know, you don't want a girl like this living in up in western New York because they're spraying for this, eh? They send the helicopters out and they spray.
One quick question, Doctor. Can I give this to anyone?
No.
The doctor that I'm a waitress. And the doctor that I went and saw said, well, I'm glad I don't eat at that restaurant. I wanted to smack him. What a crappy thing to say.
He's being insensitive and trying to make it be funny, but...
he's trying to...
Listen to me try to be funny. It's
like
just about
a helicopter joke.
Yeah, if you want to know if... as it turns out, comedians don't even have a sense of humor, much less doctors.
Yeah.
All right, so
thank
Chris,
you so much.
Yeah,
drink
you
shouldn't.
Away,
you shouldn't drink. No, you should
drink
not drink. But if you have a glass of wine here, they're probably...
Well, a couple of wine coolers. While she's on the medication,
she shouldn't use alcohol. It's not a good
idea.
Why
not?
It's liver. It inflames the liver, that medicine.
I see. You know, as I've said many a time, I get medication that says do not drink. To me, that means drink.
Do not fill in the blank. It means do more of fill in the blank.
Yeah. The sticker that says do not drink on the side of the prescription medication is the same to me as the sign that says four-way stop sign. That means... Plow it, baby.
Ooh.
They shouldn't have told me it was four-way. I would have stopped if I thought it was two-way. Now that I know it's four-way, I'm going. I just hope another one of me isn't coming the other direction. But I can't tell the difference between the ones that say, do not drink because it'll F up your liver, and do not drink because you'll catch a better buzz.
Right.
I wish they would clarify that on the label there.
Harlan's very interested in that. I'm like, well, yeah? Which one?
He's just crazy. It's like, you're probably the type of guy that goes to a movie and talks during the movie.
I've been known to.
No.
You're nuts.
I hate that.
I'm out of control.
This guy's wild. He's like a crazy lightning flash.
Matt?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah, hey.
Why do you keep saying their ages?
It's important.
It is?
Yeah, I think people want to know. Like, if you call up, you say you're pregnant.
You can tell by a guy's voice, though, if he's 15 or 32.
But it's interesting thing about this show. You can't.
I can't.
We have 50. Well, let's try. We'll do a little experiment. Hold on here, Matt.
Try this one. Well, that's a woman, female.
All right, well, he can guess the ages.
Maybe try these two.
All right, hold on. I'll try them all.
All right,
we'll play... Stump Harlan.
Yeah.
All right. David?
Yeah.
Say a few words, please.
Huh?
Say hello to Harlan.
Hello, Harlan.
Okay.
How old is David?
Hold on, David. Don't answer
that's
that.
You.
It's for Harlan.
How old, Harlan?
18.
19.
Good.
Not bad.
That's good.
Not bad. Let's keep trying here. Kimberly?
Yeah.
Say hello to Harlan.
Hello, Harlan.
Hi.
How old do you think?
Where are you calling from, Kimberly?
Washington.
Washington,
D.C.? No.
Washington what?
State.
22.
Okay.
All right. She's 15. And...
two.
By the way, that's how he picks ladies when he heads out, too. Sally?
Uh-huh.
Say hello to Harlan.
Who's Harlan?
He's... just say hello to him, would you, you idiot?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.? Washington State?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Seattle.
Okay, Seattle.
All right. Hold on.
Harlan?
20.
Okay.
15.
Both 15.
So
see,
there
I
you
told
go. You. Well, the point is...
I said guys.
Yeah, now's where you yell touche. But the point is if she is saying she's pregnant or she's saying her boyfriend beats or whatever, it's a big difference between 15 and 20.
You're right.
That's why
I feel stupid.
All right.
Why do I always come in here and try to wreck your show?
Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I'm
Wait a minute. Where are you calling from?
L.A.
All right. You want to guess Jason's age?
Jason, you're 17, right?
Yeah.
No, he's 26. All right, so let's get back.
He said...
Let's get back to Matt now. 26. Matt?
Yeah, let's get back to Matt. You've been wasting Matt's time.
You're 15. What's up?
Hey, after I, actually just, like, every time, like I move or if I sit in, like, a chair for a long time, like, my balls start to hurt.
I see. And,
every time you move?
Yeah, like, if I, like, jump around too much.
Or... Yeah, you're gonna have to kill yourself, Matt. I rarely say that to a listener, but if your balls hurt every time you move, it's time to just, remember that picture Harlan was talking about?
Nice.
Start growing a mustache, buddy.
I gotta ask you, buddy, what do you sit on traditionally?
A chair.
What make? Are we talking IKEA or Lazy Boy or what?
No, like sometimes it's at school. Like them cheap chairs they got at school.
There you go, son. What you've gotten is allergic reaction to cedar.
Are you sitting on your nuts?
Nah.
Are they huge?
I think so.
Well, man, somebody needs to take a look at this and see why you're having pain, okay? Why don't you tell a doctor about it, right?
Yeah, but it's sort of hard because I'm not the normal thing that I would go up and talk to my parents about.
Yeah, well, don't even have to tell your parents. Just get to see a doctor.
Well, go to the school doctor.
Yeah, what size are they? I mean, we got to ask the guy. He said they're extra large. Are we talking tennis ball, orange, grapefruit? What? Give us a reference point here, Jerry.
Matt, what is it?
Pomegranate? You can
all
say
right.
it.
Listen, don't try to talk to the callers. He's not going to give you a good answer.
Come on, he's got it.
Do you
it.
Really think he's going to? All right. You really
I'm
think
really
so?
Curious now. I feel for this kid.
Matt,
what size are they?
Like, size?
Like ostrich egg?
Maybe a couple inches.
All right. Do you see how satisfying that was? Don't you feel better, Harlan?
I'm just trying to help.
You've
guys.
Learned some very important lessons in the last few moments, haven't you?
Love line lessons.
Jason?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is cool. Yeah, Harlan, I'm a huge fan.
Thanks, buddy.
And same with you, Adam and Dr. Drew. I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thanks.
Thanks.
I was wondering, Harlan, what was your first... Do you remember the first joke you ever told doing stand-up? And then if you ever felt like giving up...
Well, maybe after tonight's show I'll be... No, but I think one of the very first jokes I ever told was a fat mother joke. And I believe it was, my mother is so fat that she eats cereal out of a satellite dish.
And that's back when they were the big ones.
That's when they were the big ones, yeah, right. Back. And not many people had them. But, you know, when I first started out, I did 5 minutes of fat mother jokes because it was like, I don't know. It was,
you ever heard the one, your mom is so fat, when you call her name, she breaks through the wall?
Oh, you mean like Hey Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Uh-huh. All right, Jason.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, keep that day job, buddy. Keep your job at the police room and mail office.
Well, the future is there. People are working down there.
All right, buddy. Hey. Listen, I swear to God, I keep trying to work up my chainsaw impersonation. I felt it come and go just a few times.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can work that up during the commercial.
Harlan's leaving now.
Oh, is he leaving?
Yeah. I got to get back to the forest.
What? I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah.
No, look, you stay one more break. It's a quick one. It's like 5 minutes. Come
it
on,
is
buddy.
Not. It's listen, 20 minutes. You, I got to be up at 5 in the morning.
You? What time did you get here for this 10 o'clock show tonight?
10 after 10.
10 after 10. All right, so who owes who 10 minutes? And you were so wrong about those about the ages of the callers.
I know, but maybe
that
I was...
combined with getting here late means...
Hey, come on, you guys are totem poles.
Yeah, we're totem poles, brother. Come on.
Okay.
One more break. It's not a long one. You just had the long one.
Okay.
You're out of the woods. I'll talk I'll talk about I'll talk about a wood chipper when we come back.
Oh.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Harlan Williams is our guest tonight. He is one of the stars of Gary and Mike.
He's leaving in 6 minutes.
Fridays, 8 o'clock on UPN, everybody. The edgiest formation yet.
Here's one of the things that drives us crazy, Harlan. You're going to get up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning to talk to 10, 12 morning
16,
shows.
Yeah.
You're talking to 75 radio stations right now.
That's
you're
right.
A lot more mileage. Just oh, relax really? Here. Just take it easy.
Gary and Mike. Yeah. Gary and Mike.
There you go.
See what I did there?
Times 75.
I said it three times.
David?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
First, I'd like to make a shout out.
Yeah.
Did Anderson cut him off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Why'd he cut him off? Anderson just, doesn't like shout outs?
No.
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Josh?
Anderson cut him off.
Wow. No, he didn't do that.
I know. I don't know what happened to him. Hey, Harlan, you're the kiss of death. Get out of here. Come on, seriously.
Yeah, bring really? I told you I should have left.
Sally?
Hey.
You're 15. What's up?
Okay, well, first of all, who's this Harlan guy?
Okay, hey. Hey.
No.
Hey.
No, okay, never mind. Can I just get to my question?
Yeah, he's a guest on our show.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, sorry.
I saw you in that... space drama.
Some Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Right on.
Sally?
Yeah.
He's a comedian, actor. Who
my kids love that film, by the way.
He's done a number Thank of you. Movies and a number of TV shows and now has a new TV show out. Okay?
Not a household name.
And Adam, why did you Rocket Man should have been some sort of all-time hit for you with him farting into the space suit. It should have been especially humorous for you.
He was in Something About Mary, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right. Jesus Christ. What's your goddamn question, you pain in the ass?
No, Sarah. No, come on.
I don't go. Well, why does... All right. Go ahead.
Well, like a little bit before New Year's, I was hanging out with my cousins and stuff, and my cousin and his friend decided that they thought that they'd be cool, so they decided to pull out some drinks, and they got really drunk, and I woke up and his friend was touching me, and I didn't know what to do, and so I freaked out, and I just, like, stiffened up. I didn't move, but he kept touching me, and I didn't know what to do, and I wanted to say something, but I had just met him that day, so I didn't know if he'd hurt me or what, and so he, like, kept going on, and so finally, like, when he left, I, like, ran out, and I told my cousin right away, and my aunt found out, but they didn't do anything about it. They were just like, well, I'm sorry that this had to happen to you, and then they didn't do anything.
Hmm. Well, what did he do, though?
Well, he like tried sticking his hand down my pants and stuff, and
right,
but
he wasn't really successful, was he?
No,
you fought him off.
I kept rolling over. Yeah,
good.
Okay,
all right. But what as far as what they're supposed to do? I mean, this guy's an a-hole.
Yeah,
but there's really they can't. There's not a whole lot they can do about it other than talk to the guy about
keep
it.
Him,
right?
Keep him out of there. Keep him away from you.
Yeah, but another thing was he said that he didn't remember a thing.
That could be.
Well, he could have been drunk and effed up himself.
And then we are not excusing this behavior. It's reprehensible. It's if you want to call the police, you certainly have the right to do so. I just don't know
that
anybody would do anything.
But
you stay away from this guy. You raise holy hell if the family allows him around the house again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very disrespectful of you if they have anything to do with this kid.
Well, do you think it's like wrong that my aunt didn't say anything to my mom or anything? Because no one knows except for my aunt and my brother.
All right, but here's the deal, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be insensitive. I know I called you a pain in the ass 10 seconds ago, but
it's all right.
Why you got loaded, passed out with a couple of guys? Why are you so eager for this to make the headlines over at your house?
No,
isn't this the kind of thing you'd like to kind of just sweep under the carpet, and move away from?
Or do you want your mom to know?
No, I don't want my mom to know. But it's I don't know. It's like my aunt acted like it was nothing at all.
Okay. I understand she may have dismissed it, and that may not have felt good. And she was probably a little embarrassed about the whole thing and probably didn't want your mom to find out about it either. But as a teenage girl who was sort of, drinking...
No, I wasn't.
You said they made some drinks and you passed out.
They were drinking. I wasn't.
You just went to sleep or something?
Yeah, I went to bed and he ended up in my room.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little worse. But the point is what would you I know you're not getting full satisfaction out of this, but I would still just, one of those things, I'd just put it behind you and move on.
What would you like to have happen?
Well, I don't know. That's why I called. Because I guess...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, but I'm just like, yeah, I guess if I told my mom, she wouldn't trust me with any guys ever, because she'd probably think that it was partly my fault or something.
Well, listen, whenever somebody gets in a situation where they're rendered powerless, it's almost less painful to assume responsibility for it than to admit how severely powerless you were in that situation. So it wasn't your fault. You went to sleep. You were violated. It wasn't your fault. You want somebody to help you with this and to support you, to be empathic with you. And well, you should have, but it could be quite a price to pay if you get it from your mom. Because she could be pissed.
Listen.
That's the point.
We spent too much time on this. Sally, you're fine. Don't get drunk, or don't let your cousin get drunk anymore around you, and move on.
All right.
All right, you're fine, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right. Wait a minute. I got a chainsaw impersonation to do. No, hold on a second. Let me try this thing going. All right, you ready? This is a Husk Varna.
Nice.
This is a Badger series.
Oh,
wig. Wow. It sounded like a chainsaw, didn't it?
Oh. Pee Wee Herman's chainsaw.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Oh.
James, aren't you glad you stuck around?
Wow.
James, you're 17.
Yes?
I tell you, I had something brewing all night. I just can't get it out.
You just scorched your filter.
James, where are you calling from?
What's up there, James?
How the hell do you think James is?
Yeah, James,
16.
Say hello to Harlan.
Hello, Harlan.
Oh, he's older. That guy's like 32.
17.
So are you guys going to gamble on
me? I said 16.
Yeah, we already did. What's up?
I have this rash around my penis, like underneath the hair.
Underneath where?
Like by the hair.
The hair?
Like underneath, around the hair area, the pubic area.
Okay.
Do you have a room?
I don't trust him.
Okay.
Trust me.
No, go ahead. What about it?
Well, I was kind of wondering about an idea about what it might be.
It could be a lot of things. It could be allergic rash, could be herpes, could be scabies, could be all kinds of things.
Is there any pus present at all, my friend?
Could be crabs.
Yeah, I don't think it's crabs. But a few months ago, I kind of had the same thing, but it was different because, like, there was bumps, and it was kind of like, it looked like pimples or something.
Was there pus?
Yeah.
Well, see, folliculitis. You can get molluscum contagiosum. Somebody needs to look at it, James. Figure it out for you. You're not going to figure it out.
Would that go away and come back again?
Some of these.
Would that go away and come back again?
Some of these, yes. Some of these rashes I've mentioned.
See a doctor, my friend.
Are you sexually active, James?
Yes, sometimes.
All right. Me too.
Oh, he's got to get to, get to a clinic, man. It's not that intimidating. Once you're in, you do it, you walk away, you feel like $1 million.
Harlan, you ever had your junk examined by a stranger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I had a symptom, you'll know this one, urethritis.
Oh, he had urethritis?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, if he gets around here.
Ooh. This was when I was like 21.
This is a girlfriend. Peeing fire.
Oh, it's like you've got an itch in your tube, but it's on the inside. You can't scratch it.
In your tube.
I didn't know what you guys say on this.
Get a coat hanger.
They shove a Q-tip up your teriyaki steak, and they take a swabby.
Yeah.
Holy God. Yeah, you know, I got it because my girlfriend had a yeast infection.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what the doctor told me.
No way.
Really? So what was it? Now I got to know.
It's not
she
yeast.
Was,
what is it?
No way it's yeast.
What is it?
She was
chlamydia or hemophilus
probably
or something.
Probably sleeping with a minor.
I mean, some other vaginitis.
What's monophila?
Hemophila.
What's that?
Hemophilus. It's a bacteria that we can overgrow in the vagina and be just a vaginitis. It doesn't have to be sexually transmitted. You can get that. But if it's enough that it's causing you pain, you really think in terms of STDs usually.
Yeah.
Not yeast.
She was sleeping around that logging camp and brought
some
home. I
have an STD.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When I retire, boy, my STD matures and I'm set.
Good for life.
65 and I'm living in Cocoa Beach with my STDs.
Are you putting a little pus away for the kids?
You got that right, Sandblaster 12.
We will
say goodbye to Harlan.
All right, we are. Is that from Thunderbirds or something?
No, it's just a CB handle I'm giving to you.
I like that, Sandblaster.
Can
12.
I say sayonara?
Yes, you can. Okay,
you guys have Japanese listeners, right?
Sure.
Sayonara.
Thank you. Gary and Mike, everyone's the name of the show, Friday night, 8 o'clock. Thanks, and run out and wake up in 3.5 hours and talk to a whole bunch of morning zoos and enjoy that.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Well, there you have it. Harlan Williams has left the studio. Good guy. And I want to remind everyone to watch Gary and Mike Friday night, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Vinnie Jones from Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, which I always heard was a great movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard great things about that and saw him on Letterman last night. And he was very engaging. So we look forward to that tomorrow night. Kimberly?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I kind of, like, I do harm to myself.
You cut on yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm very depressed clinically.
Mm-hmm. Are you being treated?
Yeah. I'm on medication.
Okay.
But it's not really, you know, I still do it.
All right, what's your question for us?
I just want to know, like, why I can't stop doing this and what's causing me.
Well, again, as we talked about earlier with eating disorders, your brain really has only so many ways to cope with overwhelming feelings. And some people manifest eating disorders, some people use drugs and alcohol, and some people cut. It's a way of trying to relieve stress, to manage pain, and it just suggests the amount of emotional pain you're in, and really you've got to go back and talk to your caretakers, your psychiatrist, your psychologist, and make sure that they're on top of this and trying to change medication, increase your treatment so that you aren't in such pain.
Yeah, my parents don't know that I do this.
Well, but talk to your... you have a psychiatrist, right?
I'm in between them, basically, right now.
All right, it's time to get someone to really watch over you and help out with this, because these are serious issues, okay?
Because my parents don't really want me to be in have a psychiatrist that bad.
They don't want you to have one?
I don't know, it's weird, they do, but they don't want their image to be brought down because they have, a psychotic daughter.
Well, you're not psychotic, and if they can't help you, screw them. This is...
Well, first off, what's that mean, screw them? She's 15.
But you know what I mean? That's ridiculous. Don't worry about their image. You have a serious health issue. It needs to be managed. If their denial is such they can't accept that, screw them. That's not your problem.
But they won't pay for it. No.
Well, again.
Do your parents make money?
Yeah.
Can they afford it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who's more sympathetic, your mom or your dad?
My dad, my mom, and me have a really bad...
All right, so why don't you pull your dad aside, tell him you're cutting on yourself, tell him you're depressed, and tell him you'd like to talk to somebody about it.
That's it.
And he's, I'm sure he's not the world's greatest dad, but he's not the world's worst dad, and if you present it that way, I bet he will pony up a few bucks and find you somebody if he's halfway decent.
Okay?
All right.
All right, there.
Thank you.
Hey, good times, okay? All right.
Good times. Enjoy.
You know, I got ants in my house now.
Oh, yeah. I live on some ant graveyard, burial ground. Some ant colony lives under our house.
They're American ant Indians who died there.
Yes, and they've come to attack.
Yes, mine are on the war path, too. I can't figure them out, but they're all over the place. But the thing that's funny about me is I see an ant in the kitchen. I go, well, that one's a scout.
Yeah,
I always do that. I go, he's a scout. I'm going to kill him because if I don't kill him, he's going to go back and report to the other ants, and then they're all going to come in here. And then 2 minutes later, I see another one. I go, another scout. Kill him. Then I see like five. Oh, a whole scouting party. I see like 180,000 of them on a turkey leg. I go, look at all these scouts. Like, there's a weird mentality to dealing with ants, and that you always always decide that the first one you see is some kind of scout. And I'm not even sure if that even makes sense.
If that even happens, yeah.
Somebody decided a few years ago that one ant alone was a scout. Doesn't work that way with people. You see a guy pushing a shopping cart down the street, and go, oh, he's a scout. There's other hobos behind him. You better run this one over. He's going to alert the others. Scout.
Matt?
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
My left nipple has a clear fluid that comes out if I squeeze it.
That's milk.
It's not a lot of fluid. And I wanted to know if it's normal.
It's milk?
It's milk.
He's a guy.
Yeah. Men can produce milk, too.
Oh, really?
So it is normal.
It's not normal at all. Do you think most men produce milk normally?
Well, when they're pregnant.
Yeah, when they're pregnant, they would, indeed. Are you on any medication?
No.
Adam, you on any medication?
No.
No.
Yeah. Are you on medication, Matt? Anything?
I'm on no medication.
Okay.
Okay, so... couldn't this be pus? Does it have to be milk?
It could be pus. Occasionally it can be an infection
back there.
You said
it's clear.
Milk is clear. It tastes. Oh, man.
He's just doing a little self-diagnosis. What's wrong with that?
Nah. Are you have any thyroid problems? Any other medical problems?
No, I'm perfectly healthy.
You should be checked out because the most common reason for this actually is... medication. Then there are thyroid disorders that can do it, and certain tumors in the pituitary gland can be associated with this too. So it's important you get it checked out.
Okay. Excellent.
All right there. Have fun there, lactating queen. Melissa?
Yes.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
There's this guy that I've liked for like 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And all his friends think that I'm a slut.
Mm-hmm.
And,
why do they think you're a slut?
Huh?
Why do they think you're a slut?
Oh, because, you know, stuff gets around.
Oh, I see.
You know, like, and, I kind of...
Well, have you slept with a bunch of guys?
No, I have not been with any of them.
Okay. Any of the ones that are saying this, or any guys, period?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I was doing a chainsaw impersonation. Listen, Melissa.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with a lot of guys, or not?
No, I'm not.
No. So they think you're a slut for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, went down on a few guys, and that's about it, but...
Okay, so, now...
I want to get with this guy, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well...
Should I? Cause,
yeah,
like,
go ahead.
You're 15.
Well, why not?
Well, because, I meant, like, what if he thinks that I'm a slut, too?
Well, there's only one way to find out, and that may make him more apt to get in a relationship with you. You never know. How old is he?
He's 17, I believe. Yeah.
Is
he in high school?
Yeah, he is.
Senior?
Yeah.
And you're what, in the 10th grade?
Yeah.
It's a little distance there. Yeah, he's got a little different, his penis has a different agenda.
Oh.
than your penis does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen, Melissa, if you like the guy, why don't you just go talk to him? Why are you thinking about it so much? I know it's your job as a 15-year-old girl, but just go talk to him.
Okay.
I mean, if he likes you, he likes you. He doesn't care what his friends say.
Yeah, that's true.
I realize it sounds like the kind of guy that would just be looking just to use her as an object, not
why?
Have a relationship. Just in my hunch.
Because he's a senior? There's a lot of senior guys were going out with 10th grade girls when I was in high school. It wasn't me, but they were out there. Casey?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, you're 21. What's up?
Yes, I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that since I've been sober, it's harder to meet girls.
How long have you been sober?
About 16 months now.
Hmm.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's tough because you lost your balls, right?
No, I didn't lose my balls at all.
You still go up? You have no problem going up and talking to a woman?
No, I kind of clam up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant I lost my balls literally.
No, I didn't mean your balls have been taken away. Just like if I said you lost your heart or your guts. I wouldn't mean that someone had deboweled you. I just mean you don't have as much confidence as you had when you had a beer in your hand.
Yeah, pseudo-confidence.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you find you're attracting sort of healthier people?
Yeah, definitely attracting healthier people.
Yeah.
Yeah, healthier people are less apt to let you pick up on them, unfortunately.
And you might just use friends to network with and introduce you to people. It takes work, and it's going to be about real relationships now, not about drugs.
You going to meetings?
Yeah.
You don't meet people at meetings.
Yeah, you cruise chicks
no,
at the meeting.
No.
That's the easiest place.
Nope.
You go to one of those CA meetings.
Nope.
Nothing but a bunch of skinny, hot blondes.
But you can use
all
friends
actresses and models.
You know from the program to introduce you to other people who are dating and whatnot. So just be patient.
What's a CA meeting?
A Cocaine Anonymous. I go to one every Wednesday night, and I've never even done coke.
You're not going to meetings?
Tons of chicks.
No, I've never gone to a cocaine meeting.
Yeah, go to the West Hollywood.
Oh, cut it out.
Cocaine Anonymous meetings.
All right.
Tons of hot.
Casey, talk to your friends. Keep going to the program. Work with your sponsor. You'll be fine.
Drew, seriously, though, you know what I'm talking about?
I've never been to that meeting, but...
I've had... close your eyes and imagine what's over in the Beverly Hills Hollywood CA meeting. Just a bunch of 21-year-old hot models are trying to kick.
Why are you
looking
over there?
Looking to replace that Coke with some penis.
Jordan, 16.
Yeah, I was wondering, last night I was, with my girlfriend, and she was had, like, a whole bunch of cuts around her vaginal area.
Yeah, and that's usually herpes.
And she was just wondering, what to cause it.
That's usually herpes, Jordan.
All right.
Those kinds of ulcers and cuts and things. It can be just a vaginitis. They can create the parents of that kind of thing, too. But usually it's sort of herpes until proven otherwise.
All right.
So she needs to see a doctor. If you guys are sexually active, it's extremely important she get looked at.
Yeah, for you, too. You got the lights on when you're going at it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How old is she?
She's 18.
Mm. Holy Christ. 18?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. 18. 16. This guy sounds like he's 12. Is she out of high school? Is she a senior?
Yeah, she's out of high school.
And you're in the 10th grade?
Eleventh grade,
10th or 11th grade?
I'm in 10th.
10th grade, banging around with a chick who's graduated or would have graduated high school?
Yeah.
Should have graduated high school chronologically?
Yeah.
Did she graduate high school?
Actually, she just got her GED.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah.
Shocking.
Adam, how dare you?
Who knew? Who knew? All right, hey, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful, buddy.
All right.
You could get something that you'd have for longer than she has that GED.
Wear a condom.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
In good times, right?
Yeah.
All right, there, man. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey. It is the Fabulous Love Line, and there you go. I want to thank Harlan Williams for coming in here tonight. He's a good guy. You can just tell by his vibe.
Yeah, great guy.
Most Canadian guys are that way. Canadian guys are regular guys.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's a good nationality over there. Gary and Mike's the name of the show, 8 o'clock Friday nights, UPN. Again, tomorrow night, Vinny Jones from Snatch, ex-champion soccer player, and last movie's Two Guns in a Smoking Barrel movie that I got to see. Yeah, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. So we'll be interested to see what he has to say tomorrow night. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla from This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.